Redevelopment plans are coming into focus for the site of a Sears store that's closing in the Roseville Galleria. The Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
So we've talked a lot in recent weeks about this makeover of that Sears location. What's the latest update?
Well, it now appears that a Cinemark movie theater will be part of the redevelopment plan for that site. Now, that's according to an earnings report recently released by Seritage Growth Properties, a real estate investment trust created by Sears that owns the Roseville store site, among others. In the earnings report, Seritage says the Roseville Sears store site will be redeveloped to make way for Cinemark and other amenities.
Any other details? Do we know what else is being planned there?
Sort of. You and I recently talked about Round One Entertainment, the business that offers everything from arcade games to bowling lanes. And at the time, Round One said it was coming to the Roseville Mall, but didn't specify its location. Now, based on this recent earnings report from Seritage, it appears Round One will fill part of the Sears space. The earnings report also refers to restaurants, but doesn't mention specific brands. So that's something to watch in the future.
So how much is this going to cost? It sounds like a pretty big investment. What's the dollar figure on this?
Yeah, according to the earnings report, redeveloping the Sears property in Roseville will be a more than $20 million project. Now, that also includes transforming a former Sears Auto Center space into a AAA auto repair center.
Well, not too far away from the Roseville Galleria, a massive fitness center called Villa Sport Athletic Club and Spa broke ground this week. Now, I mean, the local fitness market seems like it's pretty crowded. We've got a ton of gyms in the area. What's going to make this place different?
Well, as you noted, it'll be big. We're talking 130,000 square feet. You can expect indoor and outdoor pools with features such as water slides, along with amenities such as cardio equipment and a hardwood basketball court. The project on Conference Center Drive comes from Sciufi Enterprises, and it will be the sixth Villa Sport location nationwide.
Is it all about exercising, or will this place offer other things?
Sure. I've written in the past about how gyms are evolving to become sort of community centers as opposed to places where you just kind of grimace on a treadmill and bolt out in an hour. And as it's planned, Villa Sport will be consistent with that idea. It's expected to include indoor and outdoor cafes and a poolside bar. It's also expected to host events ranging from Pinewood Derby races to beer and wine seminars.
Wow. What about a timeline? When will this project be done?
It could be completed in spring 2019. You can already check the progress of the work on that progress from nearby Highway 65. And even though there are already several fitness businesses in Roseville, including the large Lifetime Fitness facility, those behind this new project still think it's a good fit for the demographics in the city.
And finally, there was a pretty big story on the restaurant scene this week. Bandera is closing after more than two decades of business. It's in the shopping center now known as the UV.
Many people were surprised to hear about the closure of this restaurant. It's in the center at Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard. As you know, that center, which was formerly known as University Village, has undergone a multi-million dollar revamp that included several new restaurants.
Well, what's the story with Bandera? Why is it closing?
Well, the eatery, which is part of Beverly Hills-based Hillstone Restaurant Group, said it faced a possible substantial rental increase from its landlord. But the landlord, Merlone Guyer Partners, maintains that the restaurant's rent was fair, Bandera had no long-term plans to stay in the center, and the upcoming closure is not the landlord's fault.
Well, now what happens?
Well, as of earlier this week, a future tenant was not lined up for the Bandera space in the UV. And as for the restaurant itself, there might be hope for local Bandera fans. The eatery's parent company told me that it will be considering other sites in the Sacramento area.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.